We continue with the 56th surah of the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. In the opening pages of the surah, Allah describes three groups of people. The first is the foremost, As-Sabiqoon. The second is the Ashabul Yameen, and they are the ones with regards to whom it is mentioned there will be large numbers from this ummah. And then the third group is the Ashabu Shimal. Now in verse number 41, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ. And those on the left side, what do you know about those on the left side? فِي سَمُومٍ وَحَمِيمٍ. They will be in fiercely hot steam and boiling water. وَظِلِّ مِّي يَحْمُومٍ. In a shade of smoke. لَا بَارِدٍ وَلَا كَرِيمٍ. Neither cool nor refreshing. A black smoke will rise from the fire of Jahannam. The inmates of Jahannam will be kept in the shade of the smoke, from which they will neither experience any physical comfort nor any spiritual comfort. There will be no coolness that will reach them from the shade. They will be scorched by the intense heat, humiliated and disgraced. All of this is in recompensation, in reply to their worldly endeavors, all that they had been granted in this world and all that they perpetrated in this world. Allah says, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَٰلِكَ مُتْرَفِينَ. Those people lived in comfort before this. وَكَانُوا يُسِرُّونَ عَلَى الْحِنْسِ الْعَظِيمِ. And they would persist in grievous sins, huge sins, major sins. They paid no attention to the fact that they were committing these major sins. The grievous sins could be the unbelief, it could be polytheism, it's a rejection of the Anbiya, taking false oaths, claiming that there's no such thing as life after death. These were some of the statements that they made. وَيَكَانُوا يَقُولُونَ أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ. They used to say, what when we've died and become dust and bones, will we raised again? أَوَ آبَاؤُنَا الْأَوَّلُونَ. What? Even our forefathers will be raised again after a long time? That is unacceptable. We do not believe that. Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ. Say to them, the past generations and the latter generations, لَمَجْمُعُونَ إِلَىٰ مِيقَاتِ يَوْمِ مَعْلُومٍ. They will all be gathered at the appointed time, the day of resurrection, which has been appointed, set aside in the knowledge of Allah. ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ أَيُّهَا الضَّالُّونَ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ. Then, O you who have gone astray, O you rejecters, لَآكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجَرٍ مِنْ زَكُّومٍ. You shall certainly eat of the zakum tree. فَمَالِيُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُتُونَ. You will fill your bellies with it. That when you cannot bear the hunger anymore, and you want something to eat, that this is what will be given to you, and you will fill your belly with it. فَشَارِبُونَ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ. You will drink boiling water over this. After filling your belly with the zakum, you will then drink hot water over this. فَشَارِبُونَ شُرْبَ الْهِيمِ. You will drink as thirsty camels drink. A camel which is extremely thirsty from the intense heat drinks water in huge gulps. This is the condition of the inmates of Jahannam, that they will draw the boiling water close to their mouth. It will scorch their mouths. When the water reaches their bellies, it will sever the intestines, and which will then be expelled out of the body. Subhanallah. May Allah save us all. هَذَا نُزُلُهُمْ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. This is the entertainment on the day of judgment. نَحْنُ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ فَلَوْلَا تُصَدِّقُونَ. We created you. Why then do you not accept the truth? That is the question Allah puts. So in these verses, from verse number 41 up until 57, Allah gives a detailed description of the people on the left side and the challenge that they will experience.